Saturday the 23rd of August, and I'm sitting on a wall next to the river, whose name I can't remember, in the centre of Sarajevo. I'm about 10 metres from the Latin Bridge, so-called because it connected the Catholic side of the river to the Ottoman side of the river when first built. It's been rebuilt a number of times, but on the opposite side of the river from where I'm sitting is probably one of the most famous street corners in the world. It's a street corner where Archduke Franz Ferdinand was shot, sparking the beginning of the Great War of 1914-1918, the First World War. It's quite a nice spot, this, actually. It's quite quiet at the moment. You can hear the river, birds flapping around in there, the occasional tram going past. I've come out for a little walk on my own, without Mark, who is sleeping in. We didn't sleep a vast amount last night, but for some reason I've woken up feeling really motivated to get on and do things and see things and not waste this time. So my main objective of coming out was to be able to come out before it gets too busy, before hopefully the pickpockets are really active, so that I can get some photographs taken on my new camera, because it's quite big and quite obvious, I rather feared that, after talking to our guide last night, who confirmed that pickpocketing really is quite an issue, he said that out of a group of 30 that he had, that he was showing, he was touring round a week or so ago, two people had been pickpocketed after just the first stop. Now, obviously, we don't know the details of that, but it does suggest, if even a local is saying that it's significant, it does suggest that it might be. So, I thought a sensible precaution would be to come out, get my photographs at what is anyway the best time of the day for taking photographs. Well, other than the evening, I suppose. Get those. And then put the camera away, the big camera away, and rely on my little video camera and my phone the rest of the time. We were due today to be meeting David Bailey, who records a Balkans blog. But unfortunately, I've just got a text message saying that he's got another project on and can't come to Sarajevo and meet us after all. Which is a shame. It would have been nice to have met him, but anyway, we will continue to make the best of our time here. We had a very nice time yesterday with Nemo, our guide, who was very, very knowledgeable, but also very friendly and down to earth, and really provided us with a good insight into life in this city. 400, 500 years ago, 20 years ago during the Balkans conflict, and modern life here now in Sarajevo. So I'm walking along, I've just walked a little bit further along the river. I have to say, it's interesting using a long cane in Sarajevo. Particularly in the old town, there are some pretty gigantic cobblestones with huge gaps between them, and I'm glad I've brought a spare cane, I'll just say that. I will be surprised if I don't shatter it or break the tip or something like that. But I'm sure we'll cope with whatever happens. So I think I'm going to... somewhere up here there's a bridge. And I'm going to cross that and then head into the old town. I'm basically going to follow the route that we walked last night as best I can, as much as I can remember, and take some photographs of the various sites. I have to say, though, you get a very strong idea in Sarajevo of how the city must have felt, surrounded, suffocated during the siege. From almost every point in the city, the mountains are visible. the mountains up from which the city was shelled and from where snipers would randomly shoot people going about their business. 11,000 people killed during that conflict in Sarajevo, and about 50,000 injured out of a population of 300,000, apparently. And still the scars are very, very visible. There's a building that we walked past last night which is still totally derelict. Apparently the reason why it remains as it does is not so much to as a memorial, as some tourists might think, some people visiting might think, but it's apparently because, and this is the case with a lot of buildings in the city, there are wranglings over who actually owns it, records destroyed during the course of the war, meaning that it's very difficult to prove things either way. So that's it from me for now in this recording, I will, I'm sure, be back with more recordings as today and tomorrow goes on, and then on Monday even, where as we go, we travel to Mostar. Really enjoying the trip so far though. Really glad that we've come here.